Kylie's Aunt Jillian has been sharing her bedroom for the past 2 weeks, which is how Kylie knows that Jillian sleeps like a little girl, hidden under a heavy quilt, even though the temperature has been in the 90s ever since she arrived, as if she's brought some of the Southwest she loves so well along with her in the trunk of her car. They fixed the place the way two roommates would, everything right down the middle, except that Jillian needs extra closet space, and she's asked Kylie to do a tiny bit of redecoration. The black baby blanket that has always been kept at the foot of Kylie's bed is now folded and stored in a box down in the basement, along with the chessboard that Jillian said occupied way too much space. The black soap the aunts send as a present every year has been taken out of the soap dish and has been replaced with a bar of clear, rose-scented soap from France. Jillian has very particular likes and dislikes and an opinion about everything. She sleeps a lot, she borrows things without asking, and she makes great brownies with M&M's stirred into the batter. She's beautiful, and she laughs about 1,000 times more than Kylie's mother does, and Kylie wants to be exactly like her. She follows Jillian around and studies her and is thinking of chopping off all her hair, if she has the guts, that is. Were Kylie to be granted a single wish, it would be to wake and discover that her mouse-brown hair has miraculously become the same glorious blonde that Jillian is lucky enough to have, like hay left out in the sun or pieces of gold. What makes Jillian even more wonderful is that she and Antonia don't get along. Given time enough, they may grow to despise each other. Last week, Jillian borrowed Antonia's short black skirt to wear to the 4th of July block party, spilled a Diet Coke on it accidentally, then told Antonia she was intolerant when she dared to complain. Now Antonia has asked their mother if she can put a lock on her closet door. She's informed Kylie that their aunt is a nothing, a loser, a pathetic creature. Jillian has taken a job at the hamburger shack on the turnpike, where all the teenage boys have fallen madly in love with her, ordering cheeseburgers they don't want, and gallons of ginger ale and Coke, just to be near her. "Work is what people have to do in order to have the bucks to party," Jillian announced last night, an attitude that has already hindered her plan of heading out to California, since she's drawn to shopping malls. Shoe stores in particular tend to call out to her, and can't seem to save a cent. That evening they were having hot dogs made out of tofu and some sort of bean that's supposed to be good for you, even though it tastes, in Kylie's opinion, like the tires of a truck. Sally refuses to have meat, fish, or fowl at their table, in spite of her daughter's complaints. She has to close her eyes when she walks past the packaged chicken legs in the market, and still she's always reminded of the dove the aunts used for their most serious love charm.